Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter, and in this episode, I'm talking to Brea Grant. I remember when I first saw Brea Grant, my then girlfriend, now my wife, was watching Friday Night Lights, and she popped up on the screen. She had that blonde, almost white hair, and she was great in the scene, and she just stood out from everybody when I watched her. Since then, she's been on Heroes, Dexter, she starred in Halloween 2, and a bunch of other things. I've always enjoyed her work, and I just think she's great. Well, not one to sit around and wait for the phone to ring, she wrote, alongside her friend Vera Mayo, starred and directed the film Best Friends Forever. It's a road trip movie that takes place just as the apocalypse is about to happen. Brea stars as Harriet, a comic book writer who drags her best friend Reba, who's played by co-writer Vera Mayo, off from L.A. to Austin, Texas. At first, Brea wasn't even planning to direct it. As things go with indies, the first director left because of funding issues, and so, since it was her passion project, she was like, why don't I just direct this movie? The film is definitely original, and you should check it out when you get a chance. It's on iTunes right now. And Brea definitely has a talent for directing. I hope she continues it. In the interview, I ask her how she liked directing and how she liked directing herself, if she liked being the person in charge, and how the whole experience made her a better actor. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. Also, do you need a website? Every actor needs one, and Daily Actor can help you out. We do custom websites that are affordable and it's not going to kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Brea.
Congrats on the film. I really, really liked it. I thought it was great.
Oh, good. Great. Thank you for watching it.
Yeah, you know, it was unique in that you don't really see, like, a lot of, female buddy movies like this, and especially with, like, the circumstances surrounding it, you know?
Yeah, it's very, there are actually very few female buddy movies at all. I was trying to do research on them when when I started editing the movie, I started doing more and more research, trying to figure out, you know, because creating that chemistry between two people is really tough. And so, especially as women, at the same time, it was actually hard to find a lot of female buddy movies.
Was it really? Huh.
It was. And what's funny about it was, I looked at male buddy movies, and a lot of them were, basically the way they create chemistry between that is that one of them would get upset about something, and it meant because he had an emotion, they were best friends. So, like, with women, it doesn't work that way, because it's like we're always, like, expressing ourselves, I guess. And so it didn't mean anything. And so the way it seemed like a lot of women established a friendship between women in female buddy movies was to have them dance together.
You know,
if you watch a movie with two women, a lot of them are dancing together.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. So you co-wrote this, and you directed it, and you starred in it. Was that always the plan, or did it just kind of fall into place like that?
No, it wasn't the plan. We started writing it together for ourselves. So the plan was always to write and be in it. And we actually had a different director on board. And as with a lot of independent film, our funding fell out at the last minute, and we ended up having not even sort of half of what we thought we were going to have. So it just got cut massively. But we really still wanted to make it, and obviously the director at the time didn't want to commit to doing something for so little money, and also, I mean, no money. Vera and I haven't seen a dime from this movie yet. And so, you know, asking someone to do that, it's not their passion project. That person ended up dropping out. And so I was like, why don't I just direct this movie? And he was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And it's just literally as simple as that. But it was a terrible way to choose to direct something. I never wanted to direct my whole life. So it was like a weird choice to suddenly be in a situation where I was directing.
So was it like just a light bulb in your hands? Like, might as well do it.
Well, I felt like, you know, I knew I would do it. I knew I was going to see it through. I knew, you know, since we started it together and I had you know, from the beginning, I felt like I could do it because I knew the story, I knew everything about it. As long as I had a good team around me, I felt like it was possible. And it was. And it was good because, you know, it was such my baby as a script. I didn't want to pass it on to someone who didn't have a passion for it and would never finish it. You know, and it's hard to get someone to be passionate about something when there's no money involved.
Yeah, yeah, true. Did you like being the person in charge?
No, I hated that, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, actually. I think I thought I would have a lot more... I mean, I think in my mind, I thought it would be a lot more of me being, like, able to make all the decisions myself and being in charge of everything. And you think of that as the director's role. But the problem is, as a director, you're also pleasing about 100 people at a time. So you're pleasing your actor, your producer, your writer. Even though I am some of those people, I'm not all of those people. And so it's like making all these compromises and stuff. It's not what I'm used to on a set. On a set, usually I'm in charge of myself.
Yeah.
And that's it. And instead, I was in charge of everything. So it was just draining and not. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely not like my. It definitely not what I thought it would be.
You know, I would imagine if I were directing myself, I would find it difficult to move between like being an actor and director, because like my actor side would be like, you guys are great, but I sucked in that scene, I want to redo it, you know, my hand was in my pocket, you know, I would just nitpick everything about like my work. How did you like sort of wear both those hats at the same time, right? Or did you even do that?
No, I did, and there was definitely some of that, but we rehearsed, which really helped, so I kind of knew what was going into it, and I think if I hadn't written it, that also would have been a problem, but the thing is, the character of Harriet, I've known her for a year before I started acting, and I think that's really rare. I knew the character for a year before I started actually being her on screen, and that's rare for an actor. Usually we get, you know, script a week at a time, and then we're, like, making all these decisions, we're like, oh, no, she would never do that, you know, like, I feel like there's a lot of choices you end up making, like, on spot, whereas, like, with this, I kind of had to know everything I was doing before I even walked onto the set. So I knew all my shots before I walked on the set. I knew all my setups. And I knew what I wanted from each scene. And I had gone through and I'm like, this is what I want to look like here. And this is what I want to be doing. And the only time it was a little bit difficult was when I had sort of an emotional thing happening during the scene or outside of the scene. So if I had like a fight with someone on the set, it was hard to not show it within the scene.
Yeah.
Or if I was doing a scene that was emotional on a scene where I'm like breaking down and crying, I actually just let my agent take over the set for that little while and was like, no, I'm just gonna step away and we've gone for 10 minutes, let's come back, let's shoot it, and then we'll be done with the whole scene, you know. So I definitely wanted to do about 100 more takes every time, but I wouldn't do that anyway as an actor,
yeah.
So
how long did it take you to shoot it?
We shot the original, she was 17 days, and then we did 5 days of pickups and reshoots.
Wow.
To reshot the whole ending of the movie. So the movie used to end a totally different way, and now it ended in a much better way, in my opinion.
So you guys, yeah, you said you guys did prep. Like, how much did you storyboard a lot of things? Did you, rehearse a bunch before you shot any film? Or did you rehearse with like other cast members as well?
Yeah, I did. So, like, the weeks leading up to the shoot, I met with my DP every day, and we went through every single scene, and we had all of our storyboards and all of our, basically our entire shot list was laid out. I mean, basically, it was laid out before we walked on the set. And even some of the, I mean, obviously some of it changed because our locations would change, or we didn't have a location and we planned it out. But another thing I do is I write comic books. So I sort of would write it out like I would do the comic book, where I'm like, I want this to look like this in this panel. So I kind of drew it like I would draw a comic book panel. And my DP was super cool and was able to interpret all of those crazy musings that I would have. And then we also were able to rehearse, and I thought, my TP to shoot some of them, some of them I shot myself, and then I would watch them at night and kind of figure out what I liked and what I didn't like from me and Vera, but also from the other actors. I was able to meet with all the actors with the exception of Sean Marr, who plays an evil cowboy guy. but there's not a ton of other actors in the movie,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
That really helped as well.
So was there any, I guess, particularly challenging scene as both a writer and the director of it? I mean, like, were you kind of like you're in the middle of both and you're like, I just want to, you know, do one at this time. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is a little like that, you know, but I mean, the hardest scene to do was there's this big fight scene at the end between my character, Sierra's character, and then my character's sister. Because we show up at this party, and there's a party going on, and then these secrets that I've been keeping from Reba, you know, they all come out, and then it's just basically, you know, well, yelling at each other and stuff, and it was super hard, one, because it was just an emotional scene. There was a lot of information, there was a lot of words, you know, so we had to all be very on top of everything. But then, two, we also, if we went into that scene, I got the news that we lost our location in, like, an hour and a half, and we thought we had, like, 6 hours of shooting, so I was planning on shooting that scene. All these different angles. So, you know, it became like this thing of like, crap, how are we going to shoot this and get it covered as well as like, you know, do a good job. And, you know, so I felt like that whole time my mind was thinking, okay, if we get it this way, then we go this way. And, like, my mind is like somewhere else. Do you think it sort of works for the scene because my character is a little bit in her own world at that point anyway? I hope that works.
Did you, I guess, start writing the script and eventually direct it just to take control, more control over your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I mean, an actor's job is basically to sit at the phone. I still want time, like, doing other things because I'm, like, waiting to see what happens with whatever. You know, and that's a really horrible life to lead. And, you know, it's why I started writing comic books, because I got interested in, you know, doing something outside of the acting world. But then I was like, I know how to act now. I know how to, obviously, there's a lot to learn, but I wanted to see what it was like to create something to be on the creative side of things. And it's very empowering to know you can go out and do your own thing. I mean, it's definitely not easy, and when I was done, all I wanted to do was be an actor for, you know, just go show up on the set and learn my lines and go home. But, I mean, for the most part, it's been really empowering, and, you know, I definitely want to keep doing it. It was hard. It was way harder than starting an acting career, I would say.
Yeah.
But totally worth it. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think acting is hard because it's so personal, you know, and we take all of those hits so personally. Like, when, like, they don't want to see you for this role, you didn't book this role, or your audition was bad, or whatever. I do think it's so hard not to take those personally. For filmmaking, it's more like, it's more, what is the word I'm trying to think of? It's like you're handing a baby to somebody. It's like a baby. It's like having a baby and not knowing how to take care of it. And, like, being so worried you're going to screw everything up all the time, you know? So it's a very different kind of worry that you're not doing enough. Whereas with acting, I feel like we're constantly just trying to shield our own egos and our own brains to keep us from going crazy. Filmmaking is more like, am I screwing everything up?
Would you ever write, act, and star in a movie again?
I don't think so. I know that's not the right answer. Everybody keeps asking, and I know I'm just being like, of course, I'm going to direct everything from now on. But I don't. I think that there's a drive to direct. I think there's a drive to act. I think there's a drive to write. I have the writing one. I always have. I love acting. I'm not totally sure I have the directing bug. I definitely didn't, like, catch some sort of, like, oh, now I have to direct in theater. I don't feel that way. But I do think that I might eventually direct something again. It would just be something I probably wasn't acting in.
Yeah. Well, you're very good at it. So, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Don't not do it.
I think you think I'm good at it because you didn't watch me fall apart for 6 months.
That's probably true, yeah. So how long from, I guess, the time you guys got together and said, hey, let's write a script to, it came out yesterday, right? Or no, the first. On iTunes, right?
It came out first, yeah.
Yeah, so how long has the whole sort of process been?
I think it's about 2.5 or 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we wrote it. It took about a year to write it. You know, it took 3 years. I keep saying two, but it took about a year to write it, and it took us about another few months to get it funded. And then we shot, and then about 6 months later, we did reshoots. And then I spent a lot of time in post. I was such a noob at post. It was so hard to, like, you know, it was hard. It just took me a lot longer than I think most people take to edit it together, because I just was trying to figure everything out, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think you could collapse the time if you we're more experienced or we're not a perfectionist. But don't have a second job, which is the other problem. I have an acting job, you know. I have to make a living. So, you know, I would leave and go shoot something for a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think about 3 years was about the total.
Do you think this whole process actually made you a better actor?
Yes. And that would be what I would say. If I think all actors should direct something, even if it's a short or whatever. Just know what it's like to be on the other side of the camera, because you learn so much. Like, I learned a lot, especially when I was editing. That was when I was like, oh my God, I've been acting terribly for the last few years or whatever. Like, I, you know, now that I've edited things, I know, like, what people are looking for, what they need, and you just get a better sense of the whole way, you know, the train runs. This is the way it goes, you know, and you're, you know, obviously, actors are just a cog in the machine. We consider ourselves, like, these huge, like, important roles, and we are important, but I don't think we're any more important than, you know, some of the, you know, than the sound designer. I mean, I think that we're, once you've seen all these other people in action, you're just like, it's such an overwhelming, huge process that I just learned so much about what I need to bring as far as being an actor goes, which is basically, I decided two things. I was like, no one gets a hard time for me on any set anymore, ever. Like, I don't care if I'm there 15 hours. I'm going to be polite. I will sit back and eat a peanut sandwich and not ever complain. I basically learned to be quiet and polite and to give something different on every take. That's what I learned as an actor.
In your whole career, what's your the worst audition you've ever had?
Oh, my God. I don't know how to even choose. There's been so many. There was one, and it was for a show on, I don't know what the show was, but it was on the N network. Do you remember this show, this channel, N or something like that?
No.
It was like a theme, whatever, like a, it was basically like they were trying to do like a teen show, like a Saved by the Bell,
okay.
Whatever the updated version of Saved by the Bell. And I remember going in, I just started, I'd tell LA maybe 6 months before that or something, and I went in. And I got really nervous, and I don't know what happened, but I flubbed one of my lines, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, let me do that again. And then I kept trying to go back, and I literally, like, couldn't say the line correctly, and I think I tried, like, 3 or 4 times, but I continuously flubbed the same part, and at some point I could tell the cast director just felt super bad for me, and I just sort of moved on, but it was, like, one of those things where it, like, sat with me for days, and it was horrible. Like, I just, like, because I literally couldn't say words, and then at some point my arms started to lock up because I was so nervous because I couldn't say the words. It was the worst moment ever.
I've had many of those, I think.
It is easy to have them, but that one sticks out in my mind very distinctly.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think you kind of sort of covered this a little bit, but what would be your advice to actors?
Oh, advice to actors?
Yeah.
Like career-wise or on set?
Yeah, like career-wise, because I mean, you said earlier, you know, you suggest all actors should direct something. You know, I think that was probably a good piece of advice right there.
Yeah, I think that's really good, and I think the best advice anyone has ever given me, and the thing I try to tell myself every day is quit comparing yourself to everybody else. Because I feel like we spend so much time as actors because our business is so much about like seeing. And, you know, you drive down Sunset Boulevard and it's like, oh, I took an acting class with that guy, or oh, that guy again, you know, whatever, on these billboards.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so close to our reach, and it's so easy to say, like, why am I not up on that billboard right now? And it just, once you learn to not, which I have not learned this yet, but once you learn to not compare yourself to people, that's the biggest and greatest thing, favor you could ever do yourself.
Thank you, Bray, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Hey, follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.